Alrighty, here is a second generation demo of the audio tone graphing capability in Hotspot Clicker. We had one up before, and I'll try to tie together where we are now versus where we were. But what this is about is wanting to inspect a column of data, like in an Excel spreadsheet, or a Word document, you know, in a real table in a Word document, or on a web page. And I am on one of those wonderful NOAA.gov 3-day weather history sites. And this one for Barrow, Alaska, one of my favorite cold places in the world. And the link to the Barrow site is on hotspotclicker.org, right next to where you clicked to get this audio demo. There's a little link there to take you to that page. So you can play with the same page I am. But you can go to the page for your place just by entering in your zip code and finding the 3-day weather history link, and then you should be there on a identical page for your location. So about table graphing, then, there are two real modes that this can work in. One is where, that we'll talk about the most, is where you have numerical data in the column, but you might have other character strings, like windy and cloudy and what have you. And you can set up relationships like when you see cloudy, play this file. When you see windy, play that file. And then it'll go through and make a little soundscape for you, however you decided that that should work. And including how long it takes to play the file, you have to tell me how long to wait. I think that's right, so that they don't just play on top of one another. So that works for non-numerical data. It would work for numerical data if you wanted to do that. Any character string will work. But what we're going to talk about here is just where it's just numbers. So I'm on the Barrow site then, and I'm positioned in the table. And the table is about 72, 74 columns high, one row per hour for the last 72 hours, plus some header data. And there are about 12 columns in the table, you know, for temperature and humidity and what have you. And so that's that. And I've got hotspots defined to get me to where I want to be in the table. And when I defined that hotspot, I used the positioning method called virtual cursor row and column. I think you can also use virtual cursor line number. Those are kind of interchangeable at this point. It turns out that the former virtual cursor row and column were defined for things that can't be done. So those are getting overloaded and kind of redefined, and right now they're sort of interchangeable. Virtual cursor line number or virtual cursor row and column. And that will get you right to a spot. And I actually think that the latter is better. And if your virtual cursor is inside a table, it will write down things like, hey, it's this site, it's that. It's the third table on the page, it's the second column, it's the third row, and that will be all included in your hotspot, and you go right to the cell you want. When I run that,
current temperature 27.
I get to the current temperature and column, and I'm in the top cell of that column. That's what it is right now. If I go down one line, I'll hear what it was an hour ago. So I can... So this is done then using a post-processing function they're called. This is called tone graph column up, or tone graph table up, or down. And the way you would attach that after you defined your spot, if you want to just run it for this particular column, the one that this spot took you to, you would use HSCmod's F3, which is Control-Alt-Shift-F3, and pick the hotspot, and then pick the function. And the function you want, let me find out what it is here. HSCmod's F4 gets me to the definition editor. Down arrow.
Select
my hotkey. And push
PC
my hotkey. Now I've got my hotspot open, and at the bottom of that list, function equals tone graph table up HSC. That's the name of it. And you'll find that in the list when you do your HSCmod's F3 thing. Pick the hotspot, and then go pick this function. And then it'll ask you about this parameter that you're going to supply, whether you want to auto-calibrate or you don't. You want to use existing range data. And what calibration is about is establishing the minimum and maximum values in the column. And then the lowest tone that you set this thing up to be able to produce will be played at the lowest value and the highest tone at the highest value. So you can set up your own minimum and maximum values, if you like, and preserve that. And if you do that, you'd want to always say that I'm not going to calibrate. I'm going to use manually specified stuff. Or you maybe like to calibrate it once and then tell it to use manual from there on. And all of that is controlled through the parameter that you pass to this this function. And there really are two of them, tone graph table up and tone graph table down HSC. And what that has to do with is, you know, am I going to start at the top of the column and proceed down, or at the bottom and go up? At this situation, I want to go from the bottom up because the bottom is the oldest data, and I want to listen forward in time, not backwards. So that's why I'm using that one. So I wanted to define a spot, though, that I could move from column to column and just say, well, just, you know, let me browse around and then graph the one I'm in. And the way to do that is to just define a generic spot. It doesn't have to be anything special. In fact, just put the JAWS cursor inside your application anywhere. You're not going to use it. So we just want it inside, but that's it. Define a spot using the positioning method of application relative and cursor action. Tell it to perform no action. And that's a real bare-bones spot that doesn't do anything. It just connects to a hotkey and maybe runs a function for you. And then you'll need to go and assign this function through the HSC Mods F3 dialog. And now you've got a spot that you can move from one column to the next and just say, you know, graph this column and graph that one and then graph that one. I've got two of those, one to calibrate and one to not. And I'm going to
current temperature 27.
Execute my other spot to put me at back at the most recent temperature. And then I'm going to ask it to graph this column. And I think I'll let it calibrate.
Calibrating.
And it's gathering the data.
Minimum 19, maximum 34.
So, yeah, you heard that. You heard the range there, 19 to 34 degrees up there in Barrow here in May. And those tones, that was the original version of this guy with the discrete tones that go beep, 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 beep as it moves from one cell to the next. And that's done at 10 cells per second. And I think you can tweak that. Maybe not. You can with the other versions, maybe not this one. You can hear that it kind of got cold. It was doing pretty good, and then it got cold there at the end, didn't it? So that's the old version of the grapher, because it uses the discrete individual tones. We can define the other modes here, and I'm going to go to the HSC Actions menu with HSC Mods F10,
hotspot clear actions menu dialog,
and press T for
tone generator setup.
That, and enter.
27, HSC audio tone setup, FM frequency curve, press question mark for L4, press escape to exit.
And now we're inside one of those clever little HSC dialogues where we capture the keys and none of the JAWS keys work and nothing does anything except what we say it does. And there's no visual output at all, so you're on your own. but the bad thing is that it's because it's really locked up tight, it does time out, because I was afraid that it would get locked up and you might lose your computer if things miss.
Yeah.
So it does that. And I need to set that time out a little longer, especially for doing a demo, but I haven't. In other words, in a minute, it kicks it back to your application, whether you want to or not. And don't worry if you haven't saved your data, because there is no such thing as saving data. In this environment, it's saved as you change it. So it is way how you leave it. There's no saving. There's no abandoning changes and going back and anything like that. I'm going to go back into this.
Tone generator setup. 27 HSC audio tone.
When I'm in here, then I can control tab between sections, and I'm not in the one I want to be in, so I'm going to
amplitude mode parameters, graph mode selections.
Graph mode selections is where I want to be, And in here,
graph style, standard FM.
We get to pick the graph style, and we're on standard FM, which is the build 232 version. Let's go up a couple.
Amplitude mod, frequency modulation.
And there's frequency modulation, doesn't have the word standard. That's now we're going to do frequency modulation. So
values are automatically saved as you change them. Press escape to return to your application.
I pushed enter, like to save that, and that's what it said. Meaning you don't really have to do that. You can just escape once you pick it. So that's that, and we're going to use a different graphing method now. And let's control tab over to the other section again here.
FM frequency curve.
Here's the FM frequency curve. So what's it going to sound like? Well, what is the range of pitch that's going to be involved? How loud is each pitch? In here, I can use left and right arrow to pick these from like 10 different frequency volume data points. These are arbitrarily chosen frequencies at which I have decided to specify the volume. And you can change them as you like. And basically, this is all about just making a nice smooth curve so that it sounds pleasant to you. You know, it might be that your speaker is a little weak when you get down here. You get down there, it gets weak, and so you can increase the volume. And then if we make a sweep, a nice test sweep to hear what that sounds like, turn that way up, okay? So you can hear it gets really loud at the bottom, and I don't really want it to do that anymore. So we'll pull that one down, compare it to its neighbor. Pretty good. Yeah, how about like that? So I'm controlling the volume of each pitch. And let's say that your ears are really touchy about certain frequencies. You can identify what those frequencies are and lower them in amplitude. For example, let's say that one there. Let's say that that one was kind of bugging me. I can decrease its volume. And then I decide, well, that's not exactly the pitch that's bugging me. It's a little lower. So I can drag this down with the, what are we doing, end and page down keys. It's 1 and 3 on the numpad. I see I'm dragging that frequency data point down a little bit. And it runs into the neighbor, that one there. So these are adjacent now, and I can't drag that one down anymore. Unless I jump over here and drag that guy down, and that would make some room. So basically, they won't let you overlap. You run into one another, but you can drag these left and right to get the pitch curve that you like and to avoid particularly annoying frequency peaks in your speaker system or your ears. So that's the highest, and that's the highest tone that will be generated for the largest number we find down here. That's the lowest tone that's going to be generated, and I'm just realizing that I don't really like the way I'm doing my... I don't like that, so I'm going to stop that. Make it just kind of clamp, and instead of doing that little ding thing. Next version, along with a few other incidental corrections that will come up, no doubt. But you can get your curve the way you want there. And obviously, the lower you drag, the lowest. I'm going to go clear down there. Yeah, so you can graph from there clear up to there. And make it even more dramatic. And that makes it sound like temperatures are going. If you want to prove global warming, feed annual temperatures into this and then stretch the audio tones out so it sounds as dramatic as possible. There you go. That's how that's done. Well, where am I? Let's see. I'm going to bring this back up.
133 here. 188 yield 743.
Okay, we'll put it about there. So now that we have selected the frequency modulation variety and we've played around with the tones to where they're at our liking, we might be tempted to press enter. And if we do,
values are automatically saved as you change them. Press escape to return to your application.
It just tells you that you didn't do any harm. But you don't have to do that. Oh, and if you want to hear a nice little frequency sweep to see what that what your curve sounds like, push F1. And you got it. It's nice and smooth. If you get into that and decide you don't want to repeat that, you got it running, press F2 and it mercifully stops.
Exiting audio tone setup.
Okay.
Current temperature 27.
My hotspot put me back there to make sure I was in the right place, and let's graph that.
Scattering data. Minimum 19.
Well, in case you'd forgotten, because it was quite a while ago, that was a lot smoother than the other one because it didn't have the pulsed variety to it. It flowed smoothly from one tone to the next, and if we had very little variation and weren't changing the pitch in big steps, you wouldn't even hear the stepping. So that's a lot nicer, but the other one does kind of keep track of time for you. You know, you can kind of keep track of, in your mind, how the rate at which you're making progress along the graph. Well, let me see. Look at something here. I'll go back into the tone generator setup. Let's graph mode selections. I'm control tabbing there to go to the different sections. Right arrow. And here's the tone duration.
Tone duration 100 milliseconds.
So it's 100 milliseconds per row. And I can speed this up, can't I? Yep, so that's what that's going to sound like if I bail out of here and go back and run my graph. So that's just way too fast to be easily understood, isn't it? But you can have it your way there. I'm going to go back into the setup.
27, amplitude mode parameters, loudest. Pitch.
That's not what I need to be. Here we go.
Tone duration 100 milliseconds.
Yeah, okay, well, that's where I had it, so we'll leave that. So I'm back in the, I flipped back into the tone setup here, and I'm using left and right arrow.
Virtual cursor positioning.
To pick the various things I can do. And that option, virtual cursor positioning, has to do with what you want me to do with the virtual cursor after we get done with the graph. And the options are to leave it wherever you had it, or to put it at the minimum value or the maximum value, or the one next to the largest single-step change. So you can kind of see where the data is beginning to get dramatic. And I kind of like that one. Yeah, so we'll do that. And let's see. Oops, I'm using the tab key, and I'm not supposed to. Sorry about that.
Amplitude modulation.
Gonna pick a graph style of amplitude modulation.
Values are automatically saved until you change them. Press escape to return to your application. Exiting audio tone setup.
Okay, I pushed enter and didn't need to. I'm noticing the habits that I have that make me wonder if I should change the interface. But the way that interface works is you don't tab from field to field. You use left and right arrow to go from field to field, and up and down arrow to modulate values. So I'm trying to get used to that. I thought I liked it. Maybe I don't. All right, I picked a different graphing method now.
Current temperature.
Let's see what that sounds like.
Minimum
19 and maximum 30. So yeah, that's obviously doing volume, and that sounded pretty smooth, didn't it? But did you hear the little bing bing? That thing.
27.
Okay, be quiet. Little sounder means that we're starting at the bottom of the column and graphing up. And it would be ding ding if you're going to go down. Just a reminder of which direction you're headed. So that's kind of the basics of it. Have a play and see what you can do with it. One thing I want to mention is that this second variety, these smoother tones, the real frequency modulation and amplitude. Those are dependent on a DLL that's not installed when you install HSC automatically, and partly because I can't figure out how. Also, I'm not 100% sure that works everywhere. But you have to have .NET 2.0 enabled, and I think when you have all these later .NETs, that's an option. And I don't know if you have to do anything about it or not. We're still waiting to learn that. I didn't have to on mine. But anyway, when you come into the Actions menu and then pick this Tone Graph Setup, then it will ask you if you want to install that guy. And it should do it for you. Hope it does. Let me know if it doesn't. We'll figure out something. So that's the story, Glory. May you enjoy and find it useful.